USAID fights terrorist groups all across this world, making sure that we address the underlying causes for a retreat to terrorism. USAID chases China all around the world, making sure that China doesn't monopolize contracts for critical minerals and port infrastructure all around the world. It supports freedom fighters everywhere in this world.
Can you believe Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat? You know, funny, Democrats, they always say the quiet part out loud because they're, especially right now in our political system, they always seem the ones to be on the wrong side of history and the wrong side of just about every story when it comes to tying into what the American people feel and what the American people want. And there's no better example of that than what you just heard. Chris Murphy, did you hear what he said? USAID, USAID is a great agency because they go around the world, you know, killing Chinese people. Or, well, actually what he said was they're chasing China and they're supporting freedom fighters. And so essentially he's admitting that USAID is the CIA. That's what he defined right there, is what we want the CIA to do, right? And what any intel organization for any country does, goes around defending, and when it has to, it uses muscle to make sure that nefarious countries or associations or entities don't do horrible things to us, right? That's what the CIA does. USAID is supposed to be a humanitarian agency that goes around the world doing redevelopment and humanitarian work. He's saying, no, bullshit, that's not what they do. And then he's saying, we need to keep them so they can continue doing that kind of on their own without even checking in with the President of the United States, without checking in with the State Department. They just do whatever the hell they want to do, wherever they want to do it, which is fascinating. So, but think about this. So what he's saying, this is so important, and I don't know if you're going to hear this anywhere else. And I've been following these kinds of stories and studying this kind of thing and reporting on this kind of thing and always being kind of held back from saying these kinds of things when I've worked at CNN and NBC and other places, because they don't tell you this there, right? USAID has essentially become the CIA. It has manifested, and let me tell you why. So back in the 1950s, we were doing all kinds of horrible things. You can look it up. It's all over the place. We did some horrible things using the CIA and other U.S. institutions in places like Chile, in places like the Dominican Republic, in places like Iran, in places like Colombia, in places like Colombia and Panama, by the way. So long story short, let me give you a really good concrete example of what we would do. Let's talk about Guatemala in the 1950s. And Guatemala in the 1950s elected a man who was going to be their president. People loved him. He was democratically elected. And all he suggested was land reform. He said, you know, right now, U.S. Sugar and other United Fruit Company and other U.S. corporations own something like 70% of our land. They run it. I mean, this is Guatemala. Why do we only have 30% of our land available to us? We should enact some kind of land reform. We don't want the U.S. companies to go away, but we want to strike a deal with them where we give some of the land back to our people. Well, that was anathema. And as soon as folks in Washington heard that, actually, as soon as the folks who pay the people in Washington heard that, they paid the people in Washington, called the CIA and said, get down there and fix that, right? Soon after that, this newly elected president in Guatemala was out, took him out, started a coup. We got some general, paid him a lot of money, and he became the new leader of the country. That led to a civil war that ended up in the deaths of 200,000 or more Guatemalans. Yeah, that's what we did. Of course, we did it with the CIA. And this is not me saying this. Look it up. You'll find it yourself. The guy's name was Arbenz, the name of the president who was elected, who we snuffed out. So at the same time, we started having these hearings in Washington, right? Church committee, for example. And we started finding out that the CIA was doing some pretty nasty things in our name, you know, assassinating people around the world, taking out democratically elected governments, et cetera, et cetera. So we decided to create a new veneer around what we did so that it wasn't the CIA doing it anymore. And that's how USAID was born. USAID has a veneer of niceness to it. They go around the world doing humanitarian work, doing redevelopment work. Right. So they are the ones who now, using NGOs, non-governmental agencies, supposed to not be tied to the government. Of course they're tied to the government, as we're learning more and more about this week. They go around the world and they topple governments, change governments, start coups, like we did in 2014 in Ukraine, which is what led to where we are today in Ukraine. And what the Trump administration and what Marco Rubio and others are now saying is, look, can't continue this. We can't have an agency like USAID, which is essentially a de facto freelancer going around the world doing whatever the hell they want to do. We got to bring them back into the fold. They should answer to us. We don't answer to them. But for the longest time, under Presidents Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, you name it, those administrations have answered to USAID. They tell the president what to do. It seems to me, right-minded, that Mr. Trump is saying, no, 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 no. We're going to tell you what to do. In fact, here it is. Listen to Marco Rubio explaining exactly that when they asked him about this just a few days ago.
Look, I mean, my frustration with USAID goes back to my time in Congress. It's a completely unresponsive agency. It's supposed to respond to policy directives of the State Department, and it refuses to do so. So the functions of USAID, there are a lot of functions of USAID that are going to continue, that are going to be part of American foreign policy, but it has to be aligned with American foreign policy. I said very clearly during my confirmation hearing that every dollar we spend and every program we fund, will be aligned with the national interest of the United States. And USAID has a history of sort of ignoring that and deciding that they're somehow a global charity separate from the national interest. These are taxpayer dollars.
I mean, key word, right? What did he say? It's an unresponsive agency, right? Am I quoting him? It's an unresponsive agency. Refuses to do so was the last thing he said, I believe, right? He's right. The idea that we have agencies in the United States, look, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm a journalist. And I know that word deep state makes people think, you know, once you say it, certain words become conspiratorial. There's no question that we're learning more and more about the fact that USAID has been doing its own nilly-willy freelance cowboy mentality thing. They do whatever the hell they want to do, whenever the hell they want to do it, and they don't answer to the President of the United States, and they don't even answer, according to Mr. Rubio, as he just explained it, to the State Department. So they go around the world getting us into all kinds of conflagrations, not necessarily making us look good, and yet they're able to control the message, and they're able to control the media, and they're able to get their way, and they have some nefarious connections within that agency with some of the folks in the, for example, military industrial community, the people who make the bombs, the people. So then there's a revolving door. You can work there, and then if after you're done with the Trump administration and maybe another Democratic administration comes in, then you can go back into government. In the meantime, you can go work for Raytheon, or you can go work for Pratt & Whitney. That's problematic. That's like a government within a government that's not responsive to the people of this government, of this great country of ours. So I hope I've been able to explain this to you as best I can. I've been covering this kind of thing for many years and always kind of held back from saying this. And when I've spoken to leaders around the world, since I've been specializing for the last 5 years in global and geopolitics in my journalistic endeavors, I hear them all complain about USAID. And I remember one of the first times I was talking to, I think, a Cuban government official, and I was asking him about his complaints and arguing with him and interviewing him about the situation in Cuba. And I remember he said to me something about USAID. He said, yeah, He said, in other words, the CIA. And I thought, what a crazy thing to say at the time. I hadn't put it together. I hadn't done this logical enthymeme that we've done, you and I, right now. So I come to the conclusion, in closing, that what Mr. Trump is doing is a good thing. Whether it's USAID or any other agency in our government that has become so powerful that it doesn't answer to him or to any other president or to the State Department or really to Congress, the people we elect, that's a problem. And that's one that it looks to be getting fixed. And you know what? Damn it, it's about time. I'm Rick Sanchez. This is Journalistically Speaking. We call it J-Speak for short, but it's hard to pronounce even for me. Let me know what you think. Subscribe. And really, if you think I'm full of shit, tell me. Love to hear from you.